says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Monday, January 23rd, 2017. I'm James Kelso. We're all live here. We're coming from the RBN studio in Austin, Texas. That's where our signal is originating. I'm up in North Dakota. George is based in Maryland. Paul Fromm, our frequent co-host, is based in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. He's not yet with us, but George is. George, thank you for being here.
Thank you, James. Doing a radio check here. I'm out the East Coast where heavy-duty nor'easter came by today, ripped off about half my roof, and now it's done away with my internet connection. So, fun times on the East Coast.
Okay, well, sorry about your roof. And the you'll have to have a roofer come out, and speaking of roofers and labor unions, that's one of the things we'll talk about tonight, is Donald Trump's triumph with unions in America. And this, you know, folks, as Pat Buchanan has said, and we'll go to a new Pat Buchanan column as well, we are in uncharted seas. Peggy Noonan had that to say to us last night. None of us have ever been here before. An example today, a Republican president, I could say, you know, a new Republican, a new kind of Republican president, sitting down with the top union leaders in the U.S. and these guys giving him a rousing cheer and an ovation. You know, at that meeting, we'll go to that meeting in just a bit, but I'll bet you that's a meeting that, well, in a much smaller format, Donald Trump has had that meeting before. This is not uncharted waters for Donald Trump. When he builds an 80-story building or a 60-story building or starts work on what was designed to actually be the tallest building on Earth when he started the Trump Tower in Chicago, these are the gentlemen and women that he has to meet with in order to get the team. What has Donald Trump done all his life? He's built teams that were effective. Thousands of people working simultaneously to get steel and glass and concrete 80 stories into the sky, to get it on time, ahead of schedule, and under budget. He's done that over and over again, and that's how he's made billions of dollars. The guys who couldn't get it done and were behind schedule and over budget, they went broke. So Donald Trump showing his genius at getting things done. It's the perfect training, George, for being president of the United States. The kind of training, by the way, think back, folks, to 44 previous presidents. Think of one who has that background.
Not too many, James. I mean, we knew Ronald Reagan was in the Screen Actors Guild, but that's a whole lot different than being a pipe fitter, a plumber, or a steam fitter.
Yes, it is. There is one similarity between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump, is that they both started out more or less vaguely as Democrats. And so both of them brought that, actually, to being a Republican president, is that they had an ability to identify with people typical of a Democratic candidate, that a way of identifying with people being a people's president. Reagan had that ability, but Trump has it in spades. So let's, I'm going to try to find a link here. I've got one. I've got so many tabs. Boy, when I get ready for this show, George, there's so many things to cover. I'm going to have to limit myself to maybe 20 tabs on top of my screen. It gets completely out of hand. There's so much stuff every day. Let's go to... It's a good problem to have. Let's go to... let's go to Pat Buchanan to start the show up. New President, New World, title of Buchanan's column. And by the way, there's a connection between Buchanan and Trump. Back, maybe you may remember the year, I'm forgetting, George, but Pat Buchanan was running for president on the Reform Party ticket, and Donald Trump was contemplating doing exactly the same thing. So in that election, Pat Buchanan actually squeezed out Donald Trump because sort of Buchanan got dibs on the slot. And but Donald Trump has been angling towards doing what he did this last year for some time. Bill Johnson, chairman of the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of the show, we saw that at work in 2011 when we were both at the Conservative Political Action Conference. The Omni Hotel in Washington, D.C., there were 10,000 right-wingers there. It's the biggest, it's an annual event. It's the biggest right-wing event of the year, every year, called CPAC. And Bill and I were there, and a surprise speaker came out on the stage. It was Donald Trump. And he came out as a surprise right before Rand Paul. We were there waiting. We, you know, 5,000 of us were in the auditorium waiting, or ballroom, waiting to hear Rand Paul speak. And he was the big event of the speaking. And a surprise speaker was announced, and out walks Donald Trump with his orange hair. and guess what he did? He said, he said, I'm running for president. He walked out and said, I'm running for president. And that was his announcement. His campaign announcement was right there that night. It never took off. He didn't follow through with it. But for whatever reason, that was for the 2012 campaign. And most of the people in the room, almost all of them, were Ron Paul people and Rand Paul people. So, again, just as Buchanan had sort of squeezed Trump out, Ron Paul had squeezed Trump out in those elections later. All right, new president, new world, writes Pat Buchanan. Oh, and before I get onto that, let's get to you out there in the audience. Please call in 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And what a great audience of we have of callers and so on, and we only have a few turkeys who call in. And my job, I'm getting better at it, folks. You know, when I announce the names, you out in the audience probably know. Hey, why didn't Kelso? Doesn't he remember? You know, you know, Joe and Timbuktu is always a turkey. There he goes. He's going to Joe and Timbuktu again. Well, I'm getting better, folks, and I'll write it down on the, I'll write it down here on my in my studio, and I'll get better at avoiding the turkeys. But sometimes the turkeys end up being interesting anyway. But 1-800-313-9443. That'll get you in on tonight's show. Pat Buchanan writes, "Don't make any sudden moves," is the advice offered to the new president by. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip that. Let's see. The old order is passing away. Treaties and alliances dating from the Cold War are ceasing to be relevant and cannot long be sustained. Economic patriotism and ethno-nationalism, personified by Trump, seem everywhere ascendant. That was our theme last night with what's going on at in Europe. Transnationalism is yielding to tribalism. Now, get this. The greater danger for President Trump is that the movement he led will be abandoned, its hopes dashed, and the agenda that Trump rejected and routed will be reimposed by a here's the key thing, by a Republican establishment and its collaborators in politics and the press. Let that one sink in, folks. Pat Buchanan nailed it right there. Again, it was Trump who read the nation right, which is why he is taking the oath today. The existential threat to the West no longer comes from the East, from a Russian army crashing through Poland and Germany and driving for the Elbe and Fulda Gap. The existential threat to the West comes instead from the South. The billion-plus peoples of the Maghreb, Middle East, and Sub-Sahara, whose numbers are exploding, are moving inexorably toward the Med, coming to occupy the empty places left by an aging and dying Europe, all of whose native-born populations steadily shrink. Now, I'm going to take issue with Pat Buchanan strongly right there. You got that wrong, Pat.
Yeah, I take issue with it, too. What a wet blank.
Yeah, Pat, if you're listening, and I love you, brother, if the population of Europe were three times the size of it is right now, and if every mother in Europe were having six children, these people would still be trying to get in just as hard. They are not coming. They are not coming because we have failed to reproduce sufficiently. Of course, we're not failing to reproduce, folks. We have more people. There are more white people in the world today than ever before, by a lot. So we're not scarce and so on. And we don't want to be in a breeding contest. If that's what we have to get into, then we'll get into it. But we're entitled to our lands, whether we have whatever our fertility rate is. And so, Pat, you're wrong that they're coming because of any failure by us to increase our numbers at some particular rate.
James, I'm so glad you're saying that. I've been so furious reading that over and over for the last 20 years in our movement. We don't make enough babies. And, Joe Schmuckatelli, Apostle, we're going to get in our beds and kill the West by having lots of children. How many millions? Is there a billion people living in Nigeria right now? They're certainly not threatening the world unless they come here. And, torpedoes would fix the problem. We wouldn't even need to use one.
And also notice these areas that these people have crowded into in our country, in our case, for example, this is also true in Europe. They aren't occupying farms in in Bavaria. They aren't occupying farms in Nebraska. No. Where are these people piling in? Where there are empty spaces, where there aren't enough people? No, they're piling into Los Angeles. Where they're piling into New York City, they're piling into D.C. and Chicago, they're piling in where we're already really packed. In fact, let me get you this, just to make my point to Pat Buchanan. Do you realize this, folks? In Los Angeles, of course, Los Angeles, that we our people built in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 50s and 60s, we built that city. And we built it with single-level family homes. That had a garage. We had a middle-class way of living, and we all had a garage, all right? Now, if you could see from a satellite or a helicopter, and if you had Superman vision, and you could look through the roofs of a million garages in Los Angeles today, more than a million, by the way. This is true of more than a million garages in Los Angeles. They used to have, when white people lived in those homes, they used to have one or two cars and dad's table saw and things like that in there. What do you see now? Multiple Mexican families. These have become homes, completely illegally, completely allowed by Building and Safety from a Democrat administration in Los Angeles, completely against the law. They have turned these garages into homes. So there might be, and not just one family, and not just a small family, there might be two big families living in one garage that used to be handle two cars. So there are TV antennas up on the roof. You see this all over Los Angeles. It's everywhere, and everyone knows it. It's completely illegal, and it's one of the reasons that there are traffic jams that you wouldn't believe in Los Angeles. But and they still keep coming. And they do something else. Here's another practice. Those of you that are really up on your immigration know this, but some of you may have never have heard of this. Have you heard, folks? Have you heard of the term hotbedding? Hotbedding.
Hot racking. I did it on a submarine. It's wonderful.
Yeah. As to quote David Clark, Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County, in his he did a great speech the other day in which he used the phrase. He was interviewed in a Trump event. He said, "Hot damn, hot damn." He was talking about his eagerness to get into the fight with these punks and these clowns that showed up in their counter demonstrations at the inauguration. I loved his language. He just said, "Hot damn, let's go, bring it on. I'm ready for the fight." And well, hot bedding, folks. Hot damn. What is that? That means. Now, and I'll just use the Mexican families as an example, but it's not just Mexicans. It's Guatemalans, El Salvadorans, you know, Jamaicans, Nigerians, you know, anything and everything. They sleep in shifts. Not only do they have two families in that garage, they have more than two families who sleep in shifts. So the bed is never – is always hot, always warm. Shift what? The night shift gets out of the bed, and the next shift goes to bed. Go ahead.
Everything you're saying is so painfully correct. It's with both coasts. In 1962, I use that in my favor. Let's go to 1965. America consisted of very quiet inner cities and single family homes. If you weren't out in the wilderness, single family homes, house, four bedrooms, three bedrooms, two bedrooms, one garage. I'm living that here. The practice on the East Coast now is all the single family houses were all built in the 60s and 70s, a few more in the 80s, pretty much occupied all the good real estate. It was like L.A. You couldn't tell L.A. apart from the Philadelphia suburbs. Now, every last corner of green space is now being occupied by a four or five or six or seven or eight story bloody complex. If it's not outright apartments, it's townhomes. And now they're packing them in like sardines. So you have the old growth neighborhoods with houses with white families in them that take up in one-tenth of the acreage. You have all of a sudden these high-rises popping up all over in suburban areas with hot-racking families. I'll just use my own example. I'm, fighting tooth and nail in a place somewhere on the East Coast where they want to build in a little postage stamp of property about seven or eight giant high-rises or practically Section 8 housing. If they did that, in that little postage stamp, there'd be three times as many people as already in the entire town. Go to Philadelphia, it's the same. Everywhere in New Jersey, the same. North Carolina, the same. Florida, everywhere you go. So that's the new, what do they call it, the Agenda 21 crap. So you're all over it, James. The single-family dwelling is now public enemy number one for the pinko left wing. And, boy, they will stop at nothing. And they're bringing them in. You know, Minnesota, if Somalians aren't good enough, they'll take anyone with a heartbeat. And, yeah, they'll put 25 families in one of these dinky little things. And then we'll complain about the traffic or call me a racist if I complain about it.
Yep. Stay tuned. We're going to have, after the break, we'll have Harley in Indiana and Mark in Houston. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks, and we've got a couple callers here. Let's start out with Harley in Indiana. Harley, the microphone is yours.
James, I just wanted to comment real quick. Sunday I happened to have the PBS station on, you know, your public broadcasting station, WNIT out of South Bend. And they have a program on there. One, it's Michigan's Indiana state line, so they have one program for Michigan, one for Indiana. And on the Indiana program, they were talking about Indiana politics, and then, of course, they brought up Mike Pence, and somebody made the comment on there that within 6 months, Mike Pence would be president of the United States, and Donald Trump would be no more. And, of course,
Madonna in her disgusting tirade at the Women's March, and all the great women who voted for Donald Trump, call it the Bolshevik March, Madonna's Bolshevik March. She was talking about, she said she's dreamed many times of blowing up the White House. These people are nasty, and boy, Donald Trump needs all of us helping all the way to counter this nastiness from these. These are the people. I mean, if you think back to the bullshit, well, any of you that can think back to this, boy, tell me what you're eating.
100 years ago.
Yeah, if you think back to the Bolshevik Revolution, folks,
yes.
These people were nasty. They were murderers. They thought of blowing up a lot of things, including czars, and they did it regularly. So these are violent people that oppose us patriots, and you know, there's going to be some rough sledding. Go ahead, Harley.
They've been murdering Christian rulers for 200 years.
Yes.
Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette, they were Christian rulers. And the
yes,
necklace, that kind of stuff, it never happened. But yeah, anyway, I just wanted to comment that, you know, on public broadcasting, they had the audacity to make the statement that, you know, he wouldn't be around anymore in 6 months. And they didn't say what was going to happen. But I wonder, when I listen to the things that they're pulling about Russia, if maybe they won't try to impeach him fairly quickly for, you know, being in bed with the Russians and for treason.
Well,
I mean, if they could pull that off,
yeah,
they could even execute him, because treason can be executed.
Well, Harley, they're not going to get, of course they would love to impeach him, but thank goodness Donald Trump has the House and he has the Senate. So impeachment is out of the question. And here, the wonderful thing that's going to happen, I agree with the headline of the National Enquirer, which is that Trump and Putin are about to have a summit. I think we know Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, is coming to America this week, and she'll meet with Donald Trump. That's very important, that very special relationship between America and Great Britain. But I think hot on her heels will be Vladimir Putin. And I don't know whether President Putin will come to America, or Donald, they'll meet maybe in, you know, in some other location. But this is going to be wonderful. The left is going to be gnashing its teeth, as George said last night, caterwauling.
Yeah, they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do because the war party, the people who want war, and these are sick people, by the way, and this goes back to the Bolsheviks. They wanted war. They wanted fighting. They want chaos. They want bloodshed in the streets. That's where they thrive. They don't want suburban single family.
Violent revolution in America.
Yeah.
They don't want to take over peacefully. They want bloodshed in America.
Well, these are evil. The people who lead this, we know the. You know, when I was watching the Women's March on Saturday, I thought to myself, you know, this is, you know, the French Revolution in the streets must have looked something like this, with the guillotines and the Committee of Safety and people, the atmosphere of hate and the atmosphere of, you know, killing. This is, and the Bolshevik Revolution, the same thing. We got a little break here. Harley, hang on, and we'll get to Mark in Houston and other callers.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling
me. We're back, folks. We got a bunch of news to rush through. So, Harley, give the audience a last thought, and then we're going to rush ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just comment on all those marchers that seems to me like they're probably all, most of them are harlots and Jezebels, you know, and they murder, like to murder babies, because I think that was their biggest protest.
Well, so. I'd like to see sometime during the Trump, sooner the better, during the Trump administrations, plural, I'd like to see a rally of America's real women. Thank you very much, Harley. Thanks for calling in.
Yes,
thanks
that
for
would
listening.
Be nice, James. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Let me go to a headline here, just to throw this another log on the fire before we go to Mark in Houston. This is an article we covered, the Koblenz meeting of patriots yesterday, and here's the headline in Time magazine, you know, an enemy magazine here. I'm using this because it shows even they are admitting this. Europe's far right leaders unite at dawn of the Trump era. Ooh, I love that era. This Dateline Koblenz, Germany, today. And I'm looking at a picture here of Geert Wilders of the Dutch Freedom Party, Frauke Petry of the Alternative für Deutschland, the Alternative for Germany, and Marine Le Pen, head of the Front National or National Front. And behind them on the wall, it says 2017, Das Jahr der Patrioten, or L'année des Patriotes, which translates in English to the Year of the Patriots. Oh, I love this. And let me just read a little of this. Populist leaders came together today, or together in Koblenz, Germany, to celebrate the Year of the Continental Peoples. Well, what are continental peoples, folks? White folks. After a few weeks of reading online about Donald Trump's transition to the presidency, Marco Copping, a 36-year-old apprentice at a car parts supplier near Frankfurt, decided to get involved in German politics. He had never sympathized with a political party before, let alone joined one. But in December, he received his glossy membership card from Alternative for Germany, one of the far-right movements now riding the updraft from Trump's ascent. What drove him, Copping says, was, quote, the feeling of a revolution. He didn't want to be left behind. Across the European Union, politicians on the right-wing fringe have been invigorated by Trump's victory, which has given them a chance to attract new supporters, build coalitions, and argue that despite the often glaring differences between them, they are all part of a movement with seemingly unstoppable momentum. This is Time Magazine writing this, folks. I love that. The most striking proof yet of that movement came on Saturday in the cross-section of far-right populace who met for the first time, folks, at the Alternative for Deutschland's invitation at a convention in the German city of Koblenz. A day after Trump's inauguration, the stars of the European right drew a direct line between Trump's success at the ballot box and their own looming electoral battles. Quote, in 2016, the Anglo-Saxon world woke up, said Marine Le Pen, the National Front leader, currently favorite to become France's next president, referring to Trump's victory and the British vote to leave the European Union in June. Quote, in 2017, I am sure that it will be the year of the continental peoples rising up, she said to raucous applause. The speech was the first Marine Le Pen has, get this, George, I didn't know this, has ever delivered to an audience in Germany. Amazing, amazing, folks, whose right-wing leaders had previously avoided associating themselves with her more radical and xenophobic positions. But on Saturday, she shared a stage with AfD leader Frauke Petri, signaling to the world they are now on the same team. And if you recall, folks, George, I'm so proud of this radio show, of you and of Paul. What drum have we been pounding for years? We've been pounding for more than 3 years, folks. We've been pounding the drum. We're all on the same team. These European patriot parties and we and the Trump train, all on the same team. Taking the podium by turns, leading political upstarts from France, Germany, Italy, Austria, and other European nations stuck to a strikingly similar message for their audience of roughly 1,000 delegates. They raged against the globalist elitists, the European Union, the media. The media. Lost my place there for a second, folks. Let me find it. The media. And in particular, the millions of Arab and African immigrants whom they accuse of threatening European culture. Just a few years ago, such rhetoric would have confined these voices to the margins of European politics. We all know about those margins, don't we? We've been living in the margins for a long time, ladies and gentlemen, and we're getting tired of it, especially in Germany.
Something's got to break over there. I wouldn't care if it's France or Germany.
Yeah.
My goodness, but you want to talk about shaking the earth and on its axis. If Germany ousted its lefty government and went nationalist, I mean, we would all lose our hearing from the shrieks coming from the international left wing. But right. I'm dying to see it. You know, it's only been 75 years since the end of World War II. They're still fighting it.
But, and I'm relishing it.
Yeah, we need our European brothers to take the next step. Now, we've had our miracle here, and, you know, it could be a really ugly thing. It could be beautiful. But if you want to guarantee Mr. Trump to be able to have his agenda advanced, let's have France and Germany do the same thing.
And, folks, this was a shock to me. I've looked at this article before the show here. I didn't notice that line. Marine Le Pen has never once spoken in Germany. This is huge, folks. And the next phrase explains that. Would have confined these voices to the margins of European politics, especially in Germany, whose history with fascism has long provided a level of resistance to the allure of nationalism and identity politics. But today, buoyed by Trumpism, their message has entered the mainstream. There's two of the party leaders at Saturday's event, Le Pen of the National Front and Geert Wilders of the Dutch Party for Freedom, kind of reminds me of the American Freedom Party, are leading in the polls ahead of elections scheduled for this spring. And boy, will we cover that on this show. The Austrian Freedom Party, now get this, I didn't know this, George. Get this, folks. The Austrian Freedom Party, the FPÖ, which is, what is it? That's a Freiheitliche Partei Österreich. Whose two top leaders skipped the event in Koblenz in order to attend, yes, that's right, I didn't know this, to attend Trump's inauguration.
There you go, James. James, didn't you know that nobody went to Trump's inauguration?
Folks.
The magazine and New York Times said he was all by himself. The event was attended by nobody.
Yeah, this just made my day, folks. And, of course, for the Austrian Freedom Party's two top leaders to skip this event in Koblenz, which is the big ticket. Tom Sunik told us in the board meeting of the American Freedom Party on Saturday, this is the big ticket in Koblenz. This is the biggest, best patriot get-together ever since World War II. These two who attended Trump's inauguration, and by the way, do you think they're going to be meeting with Donald Trump? Huh? Wink, wink. Marine Le Pen, who was spotted in the ice cream shop in the basement of Trump Tower. yes. They narrowly lost a presidential race last month, even though, we all stand for the same things. The party's representative at the event, Harald Wilimski, said from the stage on Saturday, and if Trump is the winner, we are also winners. The new U.S. president has gone out of his way to encourage his admirers in Europe. The first foreign politicians he met with after winning the election in November was politician singular, was Nigel Farage, our good friend of UKIP in Britain, United Kingdom Independent Party. The populist leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, which drove the British vote to leave the European Union. In an interview last week with two European newspapers, Trump echoed the attacks that European nationalists have leveled against their favorite bugbear, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, calling her immigration policy, this is a quote from Donald Trump, catastrophic. He also predicted that other EU members would follow Britain's lead in breaking away from the bloc, that is the EU. So there was a Brexit, there'll be a Frexit for France, there'll be an iTexit for Italy, a Nexit for the Netherlands. With at least 11% support in national polls, the German hosts of the event in Koblenz, blah, 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 I'll skip this, they are certain to enter the federal legislature after the September elections. In other words, they're winning power, like Trump again. They're not in the fringe. They're winning power. Becoming the first far-right movement to do so in Germany since the end of World War II. Blah, blah. I'll skip a little more. They have managed to create a public discourse that I thought was impossible here, says the editor of the Berlin Policy Journal, referring to the AfD. You feel it in the little things, the use of language, the way people have started to talk. We'll skip down here a little bit more. Skip one more. And it's so good. Speaking to reporters during Saturday's gathering of European populists, Le Pen tried hard to play down the difference between the various groups. Quote, we want to make our own choices. We want to regain sovereignty. The rest doesn't matter, she said.
I agree.
What matters to them now is maintaining a sense of unity behind the idea that their time has come, and Trump's victory has made that a lot easier. Yesterday, you got a new America, said the alternative for Deutschland at Saturday's event. Now we want a new Europe. Ooh-wee.
I'll take it. Why don't we start with a new Germany, AFP or whatever? And
yeah,
well, I will say that we need those people on our show. Yourself. Donald Trump's now the president. He's been through his first day. That means you can come on our show now. I don't know why we have such a hard time getting them.
And no, we don't. We don't, George. We don't. I haven't had a hard time getting guests at all. Actually, I haven't had anybody that's balked at being a guest. So it's just it's an evolution that is going
wrong.
To come.
But I would want them to join us and be here frequently because we want to hear from them.
Yeah. Let's go to a little bit of news here. But first, let's go to Mark in Houston. Mark, you're on the air.
Are you with me?
Yes, I hear you, Mark.
I'm somebody that did everything I was supposed to do for Ron Paul. Became precinct chairman. I was the election judge. I worked very hard. And Ron Paul was a total weakling who did nothing, who didn't put up a fight, but Donald Trump did. So now I just hope that we laid some groundwork there that paid off with this. But I do want to, I'm encouraged, but I don't want to get too encouraged. There's a lot of other factors here. But let me remind you of one thing. Elect me and you'll find out who really knocked down the Twin Towers. Quote, Ron Paul, February 18, 2016. That sounds like a campaign promise to me, doesn't it to you?
Yeah. Well, Mark.
It's all about leverage. He's playing with the big boys. They're playing big-time poker right now. And he's probably using that situation as leverage. So we'll
now,
just
oh,
have
I
to
see.
Trust
now,
him.
The quote, Mark.
What?
The quote you just gave us, you attributed it, I think, mistakenly to Ron Paul. I think you meant to say Donald Trump said that.
Right. Yeah. Ron Paul, if he'd have said that, he could have won the election.
Well, Mark, I'm holding in my hot little hand right now. A $2 bill. I'm looking at the face of President Jefferson, and right next to Jefferson, scrawled right over the seal of the Federal Reserve, because Ron Paul does this, I have my $2 bill here signed by Ron Paul. I've also got a $20 bill he signed, a $10 bill, a $5 bill, and a whole bunch of $1 bills signed by Ron Paul, because I met him in 13 different cities and helped organize a couple of his rallies back in the 2008 campaign. And you're right, he didn't. As Pat Buchanan said, the reason Donald Trump is sitting in the White House right now is because he gauged the temperament, he gauged the people correctly. Ron missed it, and he missed it on the immigration issue. Ron was so right on things like the Federal Reserve and so on, but that's not the number one issue. Number one is the invasion, and Ron just did not get that. Rand didn't get it either.
Just imagine, look, if I became precinct chairman, if I'd have spent a ton of money and gone to Dallas for the convention, Rand Paul would have come out and endorsed whoever it was he endorsed and slapped everybody in the face.
Yeah.
So I guess you can tell I'm a little hot about him. because he had it in that, in the, well, you know how the whole campaign went, and it was so bad that lawyers for Ron Paul sued Ron Paul. So Ron Paul, you know, the hell with Ron Paul. Now we got somebody in there now who is playing poker big time.
Well,
and
Ron Paul,
I'll tell you this. I've got a letter in to Kushner, his special advisor, especially on Israel, and I chew his ass out, but good, about the slaughter in Gaza and Palestine, and about how I had the police coming to my door because I sent a letter to the Israeli embassy begging them to stop murdering those people. But those people, Kushner, Trump, they're all loyal to Israel. Israel owns everybody, but maybe not.
Mark, yeah. The issue is the immigration invasion. Everything else is details. Folks, we'll be back right after this break.
The good times ain't over for good.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back, folks. We're back in our last segment, and you know, as usual, I'm going to have to give callers rain checks. there's one great thing that happened today. I want to cover this in the show. It's so encouraging. We started the show with this. Donald Trump met with union leaders. I'm going to play a little audio from that meeting. And the union leaders called their meeting with Donald Trump incredible. Folks, I'm looking up for things that none of us have ever seen before in our lives. I'm 68 years old. I've never seen anything like this. A Republican president. He's sitting in the White House right here. I see Kellyanne Conway in the background. I'm going to watch this video some more after the show to see all of this meeting. But everybody's grinning from ear to ear. This is new, folks. Union leaders don't grin from ear to ear in meetings with Republican presidents. This is a new day. This is a whole new party Donald Trump has created. Listen to this. I'll just play a little of this audio here. This is one union leader. I don't know which one it is. And he's sitting right next to Donald Trump. And listen to what he has to say to the president. This is in the White House today.
That address on Friday was a great middle-class address. I mean, it hit home for the people that have been hurting. You said it. People here in Washington have made it the elite. But, the working-class people, they had to hear something like that. Yep. And at that venue, being up there at your inauguration and laying it down, that was a great day. That was a great moment for Thanks. Working men and women of the United
Thank
States.
You. Thank you.
You may never hear that on television, but that's only because it's positive. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Now, folks, you heard what our president said. You may never hear that on television. Now, you could hear the click of cameras in the background, dozens, scores of cameras. Click, 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 click. You could hardly hear. There were so many cameras. But they're not going to put it on the news. That was one of the top union leaders in America. Let me see which one it was. And he said that your speech on Friday, your inaugural address, was one of the great speeches. It's what the working man needed to hear. It's what Union America needed to hear. And all those union leaders in that meeting were applauding Donald Trump. Let me see. Here are some of the leaders that were there. He said, who are some of the people that are in that room? Oh, my gosh. Let me see if I can find the story. I'm not finding it, George, as we speak. But it was the top union leaders. Teamsters, general president, blah, blah, blah.
Pipe fitters were there. Sprinkler fitters were there. Was there. Everyone who's anyone in the union movement.
Yeah, they were there. And then there's another picture here. I haven't found this video yet, but they're out on the driveway in front of the White House in a drizzle, it looks like. But that doesn't stop them. And they're all addressing the microphones that Donald Trump was incredible in their meeting. Well, you folks are incredible. We'll see you again tomorrow night for more of the Trump phenomenon. See you then.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.